Hi, I'm Tammy Greenberg, Senior Vice President for Business Development at the REB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Our latest podcast series comes to you from the 2023 ANA Masters of Marketing Conference, where chief marketing officers, brand stewards, advertising directors, research providers, ad tech, and media professionals all come together with a laser focus on growth. The conference showcased creative thinking, strategies, and best practices that leading brands have implemented to drive growth by meeting and exceeding their consumers' needs. RAB had the opportunity to chat with many attendees about their businesses, their marketing goals, the issues that they're most focused on, and of course, their thoughts about radio. In the third episode of Radio on Main Street at the ANA Masters of Marketing, Erica Farber, President and CEO of the RAB, chats with Carly Fink, President of Provoke Insights and a terrific partner to the RAB. Provoke Insights is a research firm that uniquely bridges research to advertising strategy and has provided our industry with categorical research that demonstrates a deep understanding of how audiences engage with various business verticals and with radio.
Carly, thank you for stopping by the Radio on Main Street booth at the ANA.
Thank you. This is like my excitement here. So.
Now, I understand this is the first Masters of Marketing you have attended.
Yes.
What's the experience been like so far?
Amazing, because you get to see all these famous brands that people love, and you get to hear the people who work behind the scenes to make consumers love the brands.
And speaking about behind the scenes and helping consumers love the brands, as a researcher, you provide such an important tool to brands and partners. So talk a little bit about your company and the projects that you work on. And full disclosure, the RAB does have a partnership with you, which we value very much. And some of the people who may be listening and watching this podcast on our YouTube channel will recognize you, as you've been in some of our live presentations before.
Yeah, been in quite a few over the years. Well, Provoke Insights is a specialized market research firm. We work in research for branding, advertising, and content marketing initiatives. And what really makes us special is that we started in the foundation of really bringing advertising and research together. So really thinking market research plus brand strategy. And really, it came out of my passions, because I didn't even realize this. I forever loved what makes advertising and who are consumers, what makes them tick. And really, that's what Provoke Insights is about. It's really about understanding who is your target audience, and not just facts and data, but bringing them to life, walking in their shoes, seeing what they really care about, which is really important for brands, because if you're going to be famous brands or brands that consumers love, you need to be really understanding who they are, what makes them tick, and being part of what they care about. And that's really about understanding who they are, understanding the trends and what's out there. And so it's really sort of keeping a pulse on them. And that's what we do.
So we were having a conversation a little bit earlier, and you said something to me that really surprised me. And that was, as you're meeting a lot of regional or national brands here, that many people have said to you, oh, we really don't do research, which I found pretty surprising. And then we talked about that in many cases, people think they can't afford to do it. But it's really the contrary, that they can't afford not to do it.
100%. If you think about what market research does, so say you're blindfolded and you're about to shoot darts onto, the dartboard. What does market research do? It really takes off the blindfold. And that's really what we do. And it makes you make smarter decisions with your marketing, your advertising, your targeting. And it's taking the guesswork of some things where I know the brand, I've been working on it forever, but that's not going to solve those issues. So market research really does that. And market research, a small project you know, starting out could be like about $23,000, which is nothing compared to advertising, media spend. And that could give you a good basic part, but, you know, they do get expensive and they go up in price. But, yeah, there, you know, there's a lot more intelligence that you could use with market research, and it makes you just a smarter marketer, and it makes you much more effective in your job long term.
Right. And really helps, even on the media side, it helps provide more meaningful solutions that work.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And like, we'll take like radio, for example. We do a partnership with you. You know, we look at trends, and we look at like when people, you know, when do they listen to radio? Who are, you know, who do they listen to? Like, you know, when do they like to hear advertising? How do people react to it? Like, those are all questions that are in the data that we do together. But, you know, there's a lot of media that could be answered and be useful for not just who your consumer is, but how to do your media spend and what's important in your media spend as well.
So what is the biggest challenge as a researcher that you face in your job?
Probably, you know, it's demystifying what the client really wants, is, you know, thinking about business objectives and truly getting what they're looking for and what budget they spend. Because, you know, you ask them what they want, and then when you ask them what's your budget for what you want, they go, oh, we don't have any budget. Tell us what it's going to be. So I think it's really having a realistic conversation with the client and saying, let's talk. What do you want to do with this research? What's the outcome of it? Let's figure it out together, instead of saying, yes, I want a segmentation research, but that's not really what you wanted. You really just wanted personas, right? Which is a lot smaller cost, and that's what you're looking for budget-wise. So really sort of trying to demystify what you're asking and really making sure that we deliver the right results. Because to me, if you don't get the business objectives correctly, the research is not going to be as effective as it could be. So that's the number one thing that's the hardest, probably the most challenging, but the most rewarding when you get it right.
It's so interesting. I hear a parallel for what you're talking about and what those of us who work in radio, we have a very similar path when we're doing those needs analysis and assessment to really find out what are the client's real goals and how can we help them achieve those goals.
It is, yeah. It's, you know, I love being a market researcher because probably like you, we're problem solvers, right? We're helping them get their message across in the correct channels, right? And making it the most effective as possible. So to me, that's super rewarding. And also what's really special is that, you know, branding is a consumer, it's a B2B, it's across so many different industries. That also is like something I really love too, because, you know, what you do for a retailer that specializes on kitchen items is very different than a cloud service software. So, and have different channels and different needs. But in the end of the day, you know, you're still trying to solve sort of the same business issue, mm-hmm. but with very different needs and very unique audiences.
Well, one of the things that it's no surprise that we've heard in all the presentations today so far is the need for data analysis, which really bodes well for what you do and what you can offer a client.
Yeah, and I think what the difference is also is we hear there's lots of data out there, and that's true. There's tons of data. There's data everywhere. But the important thing is, how do you synthesize the data? How do you tell a story from the data? How do you answer the business objectives from the data is what's really essential. And I think there's a lot of sort of new data out there, big data analytics out there, and that's wonderful. And, you know, we like using that data as well. But in the end, you can have as much data as you want, but if you can't tell the story, you can't meet the business objectives, that data is not worth anything.
I know we've certainly asked you this indirectly on our live presentations, but obviously the majority of the people that are listening to our podcast and watching it on our YouTube channel work in radio. And you see a lot of data. First of all, how do you think audio is being perceived? And what could we do a better job of in presenting audio and more specifically radio?
Yeah. So I think people think of radio as more of a traditional channel, and that a lot of people are looking for the next best thing, like TikTok or, CTTV, how does it connect? What's the data going in there? And so I think people sort of forget about it. But, you know, listening to iHeartRadio, you know, people listen, right? Listening is one of the most important things. And they listen to a brand, they see a brand, but it's a really essential part. And you have a consumer, which is really special, not like any other channel or audience, where you're in a car with them. And you're on that car for their 15-minute commute, hour commute, whatever that is. And so they're an engaged audience. Mm-hmm. And when you're doing TikTok or, you know, on your phone, you could be walking, you could be talking to other people. It's not the same because it has to be visual, but you're doing other visual things as well. But when you're listening to audio, it's like you're there, you're listening to it. And I think as a brand, you know, radio as a brand, I think you need to be a better way to say, you know what, not only are we a traditional channel, but we are also innovative. We do work with, you know, we do podcasting. You can listen to radio and then reach out to your smart device and ask them for more information. So I think some of that needs to come across more to say to these brands where it's like, oh, no, we're looking at more innovative stuff. Like, no, you're wrong. Radio is a very innovative. We're traditional and innovative, and we're a captive audience, which is not going to go away.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. So it's the legacy is important, but so are all of our new shiny toys, which we have plenty. That's really interesting. Everyone's talking about AI. How do you see AI changing research?
Well, we actually already work with AI. We see it in qualitative right now, where we could take a large amount of data and synthesize it very quickly in real time. So we can now do focus groups with typing tools. We get 500 people in a community room and segment the data and being like, okay, so what's your favorite color? And then we could segment it immediately and say, you know, females say it's blue, males say it's green. And, you know, people between ages 25 to 30 say it's rainbow, whatever else it is.
Right.
So we're already seeing it. And we've been seeing it for quite a few years in there. Who knows? Maybe next time I come here, I'm a robot, but we don't know for that. I think they're really good at, you know, transcript synthesizing in real time. And I think it's going to take a lot of that, like, hard, big data and really be able to, you know, translate in a very quick time. So qualitative, we're definitely seeing it a lot. With, for example, if we're doing focus groups, transcribing it now is a good portion of it is all done in AI. And then someone just goes over it and transcribes it, like, very lightly afterwards. I do think probably soon it'll probably be 100% AI with transcriptions. You know, we see if you're going to write a blog, I tell people, why don't you start it in ChatGPT and see what they'd say. I have to say right now, the robots aren't quite smart enough to talk about niche marketing and market research,
right. But
they're getting there. And I think some of those areas they'll be really good at. Do I think they'll be able to tell a story with the data? Not sure, but maybe they will. So who knows what 50, 100 years or if we'll be around or just robots taking all over the work while we're drinking a pina colada at the pool. So,
boy, I wish I could be around another 50 years to know the answer to that. That's the million-dollar question. That's so funny. What do you see as the biggest game changer or biggest trend in the future in general from your perspective? That's going to affect media and brands?
I think the thing that's going to change everything is what people talk about for years and years and years. And I think what's old is new. We heard about the new audience. We see Spanish growing, and now we have all the different immigrants coming into the United States, that I think the Spanish population is going to even grow at a faster rate than we expect. And so I think, as you know, that is the emerging market, is really understanding the Hispanic market, the Hispanic consumer, and really figuring out how can you target and meet their needs, which we've been doing for years, but it's like you just need to bring it even more in the forefront.
Well, so we really need to pay attention to it, because the demographics of this country have changed dramatically, and yet I'm not so sure we've kept up with it the way we should.
Yeah, it's hard. It's definitely hard. And I think it's definitely a challenge. We need to really understand that. We need to conduct more research that's multicultural. You know, what I find a lot of times is people are looking for that multicultural research, and somehow, you know, budgets are cut, you know, it's put in the secondary, and, you know, it's hard because, but, you know, you still keep your main research, but that's sort of your side project. But that side project is the new emerging market, and that's the opportunity. It's sort of the white space right now in U.S. Marketing and advertising. So,
well, we all need to be focused on that. As you know, Carly, we have our overarching theme at the REB. We talk about radio matters and radio works. So if you could complete the sentence, radio matters because...
Radio matters because consumers are engaged with the content. It is, people listen to radio longer than any other channel, right? They stay attuned to it. I've seen the stats over and over again, between my stats, Nielsen stats. We just see, you know, if you look at it, it is the most engaging channel that's out there that, as I said, you're working, you have the radio in the background, you're in your car, you're listening to it. So you're there. And, you know, another thing that's really important with radio also is you have your disc jockeys, you have your hosts, and people fall in love with it. That is a brand to themselves, and they really love it. They have attachments, they have engagement with it. And that's something that's really special and unique that radio has and should really cherish, and really people should take advantage of that as well.
And radio works because?
Radio works because as a brand or an advertiser, you get your money back tenfold.
Market research helps brands take off the blindfolds, takes out the guesswork, and helps inform marketing, advertising, and media strategies. Provoke Insights is bullish on the power of radio, and that's because they see the stats firsthand through their research. Consumers are deeply engaged with the medium and its hosts, and when brands leverage the medium, they meet their goals. We invite you to visit the Provoke Insights page on RAB.com to learn more about consumer mindset and audio's role in consumers' behavior across key business categories.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at RAB.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.